Okay then. Can I borrow your scarf, George?
Yeah, it's still warm though.
Oh.
Do you mind?
Okay. This is my makeshift blindfold.
Are you starting to like George's scarf now? Because you were very rude about it yesterday.
It's quite nice. I like the way it feels on my skin.
It's quite Pirates of the Caribbean.
Okay. So,
Right. You kind of look like you should be looking into a crystal ball, the way you've put that on.
We're having a celebrity guest in every day for this week and next week. Pastry Lovies on Monday, Scouting for Girls on Tuesday. Today is Wednesday, and the guest has been booked by the one that doesn't speak. I now have a blindfold on, and I'm going to feel the guest, because I don't know who it is. So bring them in, please. Hello.
They can't talk to you yet. Don't try and get around it by saying hello to them first.
Okay. Right, they're in front of you.
Okay.
Be careful.
Okay. It's a lady's hand. It's two ladies' hands.
Well, that's a relief.
Okay. It's definitely a lady.
Okay. Now what? The person's very carefully making sure that they only put certain body parts.
The hair is really soft and shiny.
Okay.
That is amazing. Oh, it's like she's doing a hair advert right in front of me. It's amazing.
Maybe it's because she's worth it.
Okay. Oh, is that a clue?
No.
Right, shall I guess?
Yeah. No, this will be very quick.
Is it...
Can you see through there, by the way?
No.
All right.
Am I allowed to have a clue?
No.
Okay, is it Beyonce?
It's not Beyonce, no.
Is it, who's got nice hair? Davina McCall.
No, we could be here for a long time if you're just going on the hair thing.
Is it, I don't know.
You will know who this person is. In fact, this person is in your repertoire of impressions.
Really?
Yeah.
I do an impression of this person.
You do, yeah.
Oh, no. That's bad.
Isn't it? Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know who's going to blush first.
All right. Can I take the blindfold off?
Go on, then.
Ah! It's Danny Minogue.
Hi, Danny.
Hooray. Right, so Danny Minogue's here. We'll speak to her in a second. You're right, I do an impression of her. That's embarrassing. Chris, more your show. Scott knows cause Chris is on holiday. Got to hand it to you, the one that doesn't speak. You have booked the best guest by far.
Okay, now so you far. Have to do the impression. Come on.
Do I really have to?
Yep.
Okay, well, can I put it into context first, Danny? Okay. You know, on boot camp, which we saw on Saturday, where you have to tell them whether they're staying or going?
Yeah.
Is that a hard thing to do?
It was for me, because it was the first time and I didn't know.
Well, that's my point, you see, because you are at an unfair advantage because the others...
Unfair disadvantage. Disadvantage
because the others, they've been doing it for 3 or 4 years, haven't they? So they know what, you know, to say. But... It's, okay, I'll do the impression, okay? I'm sorry to tell you that we've made a decision and that... decision is you've had a terrific journey on a train and now you've reached the end of the line. I'm so sorry, but luckily the train you were on wasn't on that line, so you're through to the next round. Yeah. God, you drag it out, but I love it. It's so evil.
Do you think it's evil?
Call your parents and tell them you're coming home, and then when you get home, you need to tell them it's all over, and they won't see you for a while because you'll be in London because you're coming through. Anyway, that's my impression. How embarrassing! Thanks for bringing it up, Chappers. Thanks so much.
You wanted a clue, so I was trying to give you a clue to help you. And what do you think of his impression?
Well, it started off very Australian, which I liked. And apparently the now is really hard to do, the Australian now.
Now, do you get the X Factor guilt? Because we do. You know, because some of these people that come to the auditions, they're not right, are they, Danny?
They're on the wrong side of wrong, which is so right. Because that's what people sit in on a Saturday night and watch.
I know, but after I've laughed, I get the guilt.
Do you?
Yeah.
You never.
I don't. I'll laugh at anything.
For instance, take Thomas.
I'm Thomas.
What do you do?
I'm a musician. I play, songwrite, and I've got all a whole album ready to go.
An album? What's it called?
It's called It's Thomas.
And then the guilt sets in just a little bit.
Have you played the album to anyone yet?
Only my family. I've been keeping it under wraps just in case.
Just in case what?
Anyone when, might hear it.
When I was young, I never needed anyone. Making love was just for fun. Those days are gone.
So you don't get guilt for laughing at all.
Look, Thomas has now made it on Radio 1, and he's showing the judges that we're all wrong because he thinks he's going to get playlisted now. I think you are building up his hopes. And you are now the nastiest fifth judge.
Don't turn it around on me. Okay,
Miles is going to be really upset.
What about this guy?
Zippity doo da, zippity yay. My oh my, what a wonderful day.
See, no, actually, no guilt there at all from me. No.
Well, he said that with that song he could remember the words.
Great. This, though, and a lot of people agree with me, I did get the guilt on this one big time.
17-year-old Emma from Ramsbottom has brought her biggest fans with her for support, her mum, dad, and sister.
Oh. That is awful.
Dan has just done an impression.
I made this dress for my daughter. It took 3 days.
She's definitely got the gift. I think she follows in my footsteps. So I used to be in the choir.
The impression of Emma, Danny, go on.
It's more a visual thing.
Oh, okay. And the audition?
I believe that the heart does go on.
I got the guilt when she walked out of the room and that dress took 3 days to make by her dad. And she came out and she went, nobody liked me dress.
I tell you what, that one I feel bad about, but you know why? Because she didn't want to be there. Her parents wanted her to be this big singer, and she got halfway through singing and she said, I just can't do this anymore, can't go on. So, yeah. Poor thing.
I know, bless. I'm delighted to be able to tell you girls, after all the tragedy you've suffered in your life, when you nearly died, you're going home. You've not made it. You can't sing for Toffee. Bye. That's what you should day. Say instead. Because you only seem to twist it when they're staying. You don't twist it when it's bad news. That would make it a lot better entertainment, I think.
I think you should go in and be a judge on it.
Twist it when
you
it's...
You can sit next to Simon.
No. Right,
well,
listen.
That would be the battle of the teeth.
How rude. Right, Danny Minogue is with us on Radio 1. You've got a new single coming out as well, right?
Yeah, I do.
Tell us a little bit about that, because we're going to play it in a bit.
Okay, did this single with Jason Nevins, and it's called Touch Me Like That. Bit of a dance tune.
Okay, right, we'll do that in a minute. We had Louis in recently as well.
Yeah.
And,
do your impression of Louis, please.
I like him. And he had a few things to say about you.
She's a much better judge than I thought she was going to be.
That's a kind of compliment from Louis, isn't it?
He's very opinionated. The Australian accent is a little bit irritating.
Does he say that to you in person?
Yes.
Wow.
There's nothing that he hasn't said on here that he hasn't said in person.
He's not, he doesn't hold back, does he, Louis?
No, but you know what? He told me I had a great bum and I didn't think he walked on that side of the street.
She looks really, really well.
Yeah.
She's had 17 hits. I don't know them, but she's had 17 hits.
That's rude. Have you had 17 hits?
Yeah.
Can you name any of them?
I can't name them all.
Go on. Okay. Let's see how many of her hits Danny Minogue can name now on Radio 1. Go.
This will be nice and boring.
Yeah. Put the needle on it.
Yeah. I begin to wonder.
Yeah.
All I want to do.
Yeah.
This is it.
Yeah.
Love and kisses.
Yeah.
Jump to the beat.
Yeah.
Don't make me do any more.
Oh, that's quite good. Six.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Scott Mills.
It's Radio 1 with Scott Mills on the Chris Moore Show. 8:52. And Danny. Hi, Danny.
Hi. You know, there's two people you've left out.
Who?
Simon and Sharon. Yeah. Can you do impersonations of them?
I can't do either of those.
Please, come on.
Now, this will
you
be
know
interesting.
You know you want to. You know you want to.
My impressions are bad.
Go on.
You're through, missus.
There you are.
Which one was that?
That was Sharon.
Right.
And Simon.
Hang on, Anna, just tell Sharon.
Darling, that was pathetic.
That was very good.
Do you Sharon again?
Darling.
Do you Sharon again?
You're through, missus.
Right. That just sounded like a generic old woman.
You're through, missus.
No, it's pathetic. You can't sing, darling. Are you happy now, Danny?
I'm very happy, thank you. Right. My day is complete.
I found the best clip of you from the show.
Okay, we've made a decision. You will not be going through.
They weren't expecting that at all. You will not be going through. I like that. I like your style on that. Can I ask you, who's the most competitive out of you lot?
Louis. He'll tell you that.
Right. What does
and
he
Simon
do?
Next.
What does he do to... What will he say to you to be, like, really competitive?
Well, I don't know. I think it'll all kick in when we do the live shows, and then I think the claws will be out.
Okay, listen, I've got... I'm going to play your single in a minute, which is a world exclusive, by the way, actually, everybody.
Have you been given the first play of something for
yeah.
the first time?
For once in my life, I've been given the first play of a single, because normally, as you know, I get the second or third play.
Katie Tunstall gave you the second play, didn't she?
Yeah. But this is going to be the first ever play of Danny's new single. I think you've just literally finished doing it, haven't you?
Yeah, we just did it. We haven't even done the video clip yet.
Right, we're going to play it in a minute.
It's fresh.
First of all, I need you to clear up some true or false rumours that have been going around. You know what it's like on the internet. People just write anything these days. Sunita says she would have been much better as a judge than Danny, but Simon wouldn't let her. True or false?
I don't know. Mm. I don't know if she was offered that. I did read the article the other day, though.
Danny says she's been invited to a strip joint by Simon, but declined. That's in the paper today.
Yeah, that's true.
And you didn't go?
No.
Why did he invite you to that?
Oh, I don't know. It just came up in conversation.
Danny, darling, would you like to go to a strip joint with me? Actually, no.
No.
That's more it's more Kath and Kim, I'm sorry. Danny says she would never date Simon because his hair is too square.
Yes, true.
Don't like guys with square hair.
No.
No.
Not on the list.
Her and Sharon are barely on speaking terms.
No.
Okay. Danny thought she would be axed from the judging panel when they got rid of that Brian bloke to bring back Louis.
Yes.
You thought you were going to be axed?
Yeah.
You thought there was going to be another cull?
Yeah.
Why?
I'm sorry, Danny, but you're going home.
You're not true. Simon says he prefers Danny to Kylie any day.
Apparently.
Really?
Apparently.
But he said he was going to... Well, he's made you into a worldwide megastar. Didn't he spot you on Australia's Got Talent?
Yeah.
Is that where he first... I mean, obviously he'd seen you before, but he saw you doing that show and thought she could be good for X Factor.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know everything.
And you wanted
That's written on the sheet in front of you.
I do my own research. I think you're fine.
Do you really?
I did this all myself at home last night,
right.
Actually, Chopper.
Okay.
He wanted to try pole dancing in an interview that was ages ago. Have you had a go yet?
I've tried it. It's way too hard for me. I'm not fit enough.
Really?
Mm-mm.
Okay, but you have had a go.
Yep.
All right, cool.
Yeah,
and that
I didn't
was Danny
like
Minogue, True or False, on Radio 1.
Scott Mills.
Radio 1.
Right, it's 9 o'clock on Radio 1. Have you heard about this Ladies' Bra song?
I've heard about it.
Right, we got it. It's number 27 in the chart at the weekend. Oh. It's only 30 seconds long, so I'd like you to hear it now.
The ladies' bras, the ladies' bras, the ladies' knickers and the ladies' bras. The ladies' bras, the ladies' bras, the ladies' knickers and the ladies' bras. The ladies' bras, the ladies' bras, the ladies' knickers and the ladies' bras. The ladies' bras, the ladies' boobs, the ladies' bodies and the ladies' bums. The ladies' bras, the ladies' bras, the ladies' knickers and the ladies' bras. The ladies' bras, the ladies' bras, the ladies' knickers and the ladies' bras.
Now, what happened was the guys that recorded that, they had some spare time in the recording studio after they recorded their album. They didn't want to waste any time, so they just thought, okay, we've got like 2 minutes left, so we'll record that song.
Well,
Danny, your opinions?
Danny actually asked me whilst it was on, it was you that was sick.
No. Now, sadly, Danny, every day what we've been doing is getting our special guest to do maybe a couple of lines of the Ladies' Brass. So far we had some Page Three Lovelies doing it and the brilliant band Scouting for Girls. Would you just give it a quick go for us?
I will.
Okay. Do you want to sing along with the track or without?
I don't know what's better.
I think with, yeah.
With.
Okay, so it's the Ladies' Brass, the Ladies' Brass, the Ladies' Knickers and the Ladies' Brass. Danny Minogue, the Ladies' Brass on Radio 1.
The Ladies' Brass, the Ladies' Brass, the Ladies' Knickers and the Ladies' Brass. You give me a bit now, come on.
The Ladies' Brass, the Ladies' Brass, the Ladies' Knickers and the Ladies' Brass.
The Ladies' Brass, the Ladies' Brass, the Ladies' Knickers and the Ladies' Brass.
Thank you so much for coming in today.
Thank you.
The listeners are saying that so far you are the best guest, and I would agree with that.
Scott Mills.
Radio 1.
She was top though, wasn't she?
She was great, yeah. She was fantastic.
Thank you very much to Danny Minogue, our surprise guest for today.
Yes, yeah, a surprise guest that you researched last night, yes? That's what you told her.
Yeah. I'm not going to say that one. Okay, yes, the research was done by the one that doesn't speak.
Right, and he just handed you a piece of paper before you spoke to her.
Yes. Right. I don't do any work. I don't make the podcast either, by the way. Even though I say sometimes that I do. No, they make it. The one that doesn't speak makes it. And sometimes Laura. I just want to make it sound like I'm doing a lot more work than I actually am.
They're just sitting there talking and pressing buttons.
Yeah. Just sitting playing records and talking. Right, so who will tomorrow's big celebrity guest be? Whose turn is it tomorrow?
Whose turn is it tomorrow?
I think it is... Your turn again, Chopper, to book a guest.
Have you got it?
Yeah, it is. Comes around quick, doesn't it?
Doesn't it? Is it? Hang on, but I had... Oh,
no,
there's
right.
Only three of us, yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
He's not playing.
No, I know, he never does.
So have you got... You haven't got anything sorted yet?
No, nothing yet, no.
Brilliant.
I can guarantee there'll be A-list, though.
Okay. So you've got to find a guest by tomorrow morning, 8:30, and they need to be here at Radio 1.
And right? They need to be better than Danny.
Yeah, have that.
I'm sorry.
Fair play to the one that doesn't speak. He pulled out of the bag there, he really did. Mm. Also, Danny, as you leave the Radio 1 building today, please do be aware that David Walliams may be lurking outside. If he asks you to go for a coffee with him, do not, I repeat, do not accept his invitation. 9:13.